I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Sarah Lucas, CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership, to find out more about Economic Development Week. Here's Sarah Lucas.
Economic Development Week is an event that the International Economic Development Council created a number of years ago to commemorate and recognize the efforts and the impacts economic development organizations have on their communities. So it's really just kind of an educational and awareness event that happens throughout the country. We recognize it at the Lake Superior Community Partnership by talking about economic development, what it is, how it works, the impacts that it has, and providing educational resources and webinars on our website.
Now, Lake Superior Community Partnership is known for its economic development work. That's really kind of its primary history of how it kind of came to be, at least came into its own. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that the partnership is doing, maybe without specifics, but some of the efforts that you do to try to foster more economic development here in the county.
One of our big focus areas is business attraction and retention. So that means that we provide services and support for businesses in terms of connecting them to financing, providing education on regulations and requirements, helping them grow, working with startups to work with them on business plans, that kind of thing. So business attraction and retention is a big piece of it. We also work with other community partners on broader economic development issues, things like talent attraction and retention, that have roots in a lot of different community issues like childcare and housing and broadband. So we're involved in economic development on a lot of different fronts, which is really the only way to do economic development because it touches so many different parts of the community.
Talking with Sarah Lucas today, CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. Sarah, I'm interested from your perspective in terms of really a focus on working from home, which I think has really made a location independent work resonate with people better than maybe a year or so ago pre-COVID. How has that changed the scope of economic development, especially when it comes to attracting somebody to come here to do their work?
Great question. Remote work has changed a lot. The landscape is really shifting in terms of talent and the impacts that it has on migration. So there are people who are switching fully to remote work, and that frees up a lot of opportunities for them in terms of where they live. And I think we've all heard about the interest in moving to places like Marquette from bigger cities because, now that people can do their work anywhere, why not live wherever they want to live? Mm-hmm. So there's some opportunities there for us to attract new residents and new workers and their families to the Marquette area. That is contingent, of course, on being able to provide the housing and broadband that they need to be able to do that work. As far as actually attracting talent, so if you're in the market for hiring somebody in this new remote landscape, I think in some ways it's a positive, in some ways it might be a challenge. But one of the things that I think people are discovering is that it deepens the talent pool. Where before, if you were struggling to hire someone just because we might not have the right skill sets or enough people, right, you can now look kind of worldwide for some of those talent needs.
Yeah.
But I think on the other hand, it also does have some implications in terms of now our labor pool can also be tapped by other parts of the country, too.
As we wrap up here with you, Sarah, what is going on again next week to look at economic development here in the area?
We always have a number of resources on the Lake Superior Community Partnership website. One of the things that we're highlighting is a succession planning webinar, which really kind of comes back to that talent issue, because what we find is that talent retention is one of the most important parts of growing your business and sustaining it. You really need to think about how to move your current employees through the business as it grows. And when you think about, the number of people who are close to retirement or might be, looking at changing ownership or leadership, in the near future, it's really important that we look at the existing talent that we have in our businesses and our community and plan strategically for that. So that's one of the things that we're highlighting next week on our website and through a webinar.
And your website for folks to check out is?
Marquette.org.
That's Sarah Lucas, CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.